Blog Talk Radio.
Did he know you? These other folks think they know you. He know you. He know you. He knows your name. He really knows you.
She knows my name. Oh, my name. She knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. So how he talks with me, yeah. So how he tells me, I am his own.
No giant. the whole thing. The words when you know God been with you and you know who it was, when you know it was him all along. You may didn't acknowledge it, but he know you. He know what you need or how you need it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are happy to have each and every one of you all for this review. Praise God. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this review. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word. We thank you for leading us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for it, Father God. It has heaven. Impact on my life, and I decree and declare, Heavenly Father, that we have the victory. Because of 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, that we have the victory. I believe, Father God, that you sent your word, and it will not return unto you, boy, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do, according to Isaiah 55:11. And I can decree and declare that in my own life. I've watched you. I've seen how you operate, Father God, and I thank you for it. You was operating behind the scenes for us when we weren't even asking you. You were still doing stuff for us. I thank you for it. I thank you. I praise you. I declare, Father God, that your anointing has taken over our lives every day, and I thank you for it. I declare, Father God, that your divine healing is taking place, even as we're speaking. Even if we don't see it, we know because we ask you, you'll do it. And somebody said on the other day, we don't even have to ask you. You go ahead on and do this stuff for us. Father God, you know our desires. I thank you for your mercy I thank you for your goodness. I expect, Father God, to be blessed every day because that's the kind of God you are, and that's the kind that we love. We know that you look after us, and we thank you for the abundant life. We praise you for it. We give you the honor. We declare and decree, Father God, that you are a merciful God. You are God slow to anger, and you've been mighty quick for mercy. And I thank you for it. Praise you for it. Give you the honor and the glory. Father God, I ask you to remember those that are asking for prayer. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Ask you, Father God, to those that are asking for wisdom and knowledge, that you grant that. We stand in agreement, Father God, that that they will receive your word. I pray, Father God, also against anyone that's causing harmful words that's being spoken to the body of Christ, that they will recover and that they will acknowledge, Father God, that you are Lord over their life. And what they care about is what your word said. And I hope people say, I thank you for it, and I praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray everybody agrees. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We're going to open up this. This is not just my, and I want to continue to say this. It's just not my review. It's all of our review. So if you grabbed a hold of something this week, man, I want you to share it. Well, there's a whole lot of things we can share. We went over a lot of stuff, and at any point in time, anyone, press one, and we'll let you in. Anyone that remembers something from last week, please bring it forth. I know we, our foundation of scripture is found in 1 Corinthians 3:1-4, and about and we'll get into some of that. I know Monday, Evangelist Sharon. She had an awesome testimony. I recall that was awesome. I went back and listen at that. And if anybody want a copy, let me know. We'll send it via email. That's the way we can send it to you. But that was a beautiful testimony. And one of the things she said, you know, she got born again. It was the way she said it. It wasn't some kind of people telling me to get born, but it was the way she said, hey, I got born again. Now all I care about is what God wants me to do. But it's powerful. You might want to comment on that. We'll talk about that a little bit. Also, Pastor, she said some things. I think that was on Monday as well. She was talking about how Evangelist Sharon had grown, and she always talking about that to me anyway. And the more we see it, you know, the more. And then because this is one of the things we were talking about this past week is about growth, you know, about developing till we come into that full stature of Christ, according to Ephesians 4. About over in 1 Corinthians 3, about an infant. Man, that thing just really hit my spirit. Paul said they was like infant, you know. And so you want to talk about an infant? We'll talk about that. It's so much to talk about. He said he couldn't even talk to him. You could even conversate on that level. And one of the things God showed me, that it's like you trying to talk to a 3-year-old and explain sex to him. Just forget it. Forget it. You know, you can't, it ain't like nothing. So you just can't. Well, that's the same thing Paul was faced with when he was explaining them the word of God, 1 Corinthians over there, the church at Corinthians. He should have been able to talk to them spiritually. Like, mm-hmm. I did with the church at Colossians. You remember over there 3:1? He said, seek those things above what Christ said. See, he should have been able to talk to them in a spiritual way. But instead, he could only talk to them like people in the flesh, because they were just, they was concerned about what church, and there was envy and strife among them, and oh, I belong to this church, or I belong to that church. Well, let me make it a little bit more plain for you. What he was saying was, I belong to Creflo Dollars. I belong to TDJ. He said, when you talking like that, he said, you in the flesh. In other words, I belong to First Baptist. I belong to Presbyterian. See, when you talking like that, you in the flesh.
Now, hold on.
So if you want to talk a little bit about that, we'll talk a little bit about that. But we should have been, he should have been able to talk to those people about being the divine nature, having the divine nature in them. But he couldn't talk to them about the spiritual things. See, a lot of times I want to get deep. I really want to get deep. And part of me want to say, you know what? We ought to have a higher learning.
Mm-hmm.
And a higher learning. Because some people want it, and some people don't. But I'm going to tell you, there's a deeper road into Christ. Do you realize God expects for us? Now, I want nobody to be offended, but God ain't, that's unacceptable. If you're not trying to be like Christ to the fullness, it's unacceptable. He said, because mm-hmm. I've given you all these tools for you to become in the full measure and the stature of Christ. That is our, what you call, our bar. You know how bars are set? You know, I watched LeBron James last night score, first man ever scored 40,000 points. That's a bar. It's been set now. So when you talk about great, if you can't score 40,000 points, hey, that's the bar. It's set. Well, that's the same thing. It's what Paul was saying to Ephesians. Hey, the bar been set. God want us all to come into that unity of faith to the full measure and the stature of Christ. So a lot of times people want to talk about, oh, well, I do this, I do. Man, anyone trying to hear that? If you ain't trying to be like Christ, and if you're not trying to get eternal life, really, I don't even want to hear it, man. Because if it's unacceptable with God, it's unacceptable with me. And I don't care what church you belong to. Because when you start wanting to talk about what church, Paul said, you're in the flesh. You're carnal-minded. You're carnal-minded.
Yeah.
You know, at least the Gentiles, and well, we didn't really get into it, but they didn't have what the Gentile was considered non-Jews, number one. And number two, they were somebody outside of God. Paul said, you know what? I'm better off to talk to the Gentile. I mean, can you imagine you go in somebody's church and you tell them, I'll be better off if I go out here and talk to these people that don't even run up here in this building. You're better off to go out there and talk to some of these people who not even claiming that they know the Lord. You're so busy with your dressing up and with your this and your that, you missing Christ altogether. Grow up. So that and a number of other things, because we're supposed to be a partakers of divine nature. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what God expects. So I'm going to start out with our foundational scripture, and then anyone want to go from there, anything that we talked about, something I mentioned and some I didn't mention, but if you want to, and I like the way, I don't know if it was just the Messenger Bible But one of those verses that Pastor read out of version, excuse me, one of those versions Pastor read out of, I thought was real awesome. I wonder if it might have been the King James. But either way, let's get started by saying in 1 Corinthians 3:1, it reads like this, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat.
You're breaking up.
Hello? Okay. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
No.
I am.
You're still breaking up.
I'm breaking up now? I'm breaking up?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Yes. I can. Amen.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hallelujah. Pastor. Well, let's see here. Well, let me finish reading this scripture, and we'll go from there.
There you go. I can hear you now, Pastor.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Let me say that again. And not with meat. Mm-hmm. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for where there is among you envy, strife, division, and ye not carnal, and walk as men. One translation said, as mere men. For what, while one of you say, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are not ye carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers. But who ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man to fall. Okay. I went 4 verses of that. You had that in another version, Pastor. You remember what it was?
I did. Are you in Peter, Pastor?
No, I'm in 1 Corinthians 3.
Okay.
Our foundational scripture. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 2-4.
Okay. 1 Corinthians.
But do you remember what version you read out of the other day? Was it the Messenger Bible? Do you remember?
I can read it out of the Message Bible and also have the New Living Translation. I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's go into 3. Verses 1-4. Reading it from the Message Bible. But for right now, friend, I'm completely frustrated by your unspiritual dealings, each other and with God. You're acting like infants in relation to Christ, capable of nothing much more than nursing at the breast. Well then, I'll nurse you since you don't seem capable of anything more. As long as you grab for what makes you feel good or makes you look important, are you really much different than a babe at the breast, content only when everything's going your way? When one of you says, I'm on Paul's side, and another says, I'm for Apollo, aren't you being totally infidel? Now that's from the Message Bible. Now let's read it from the New Living Translation. It said, dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger, and you still aren't ready, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? And the fourth verse, when one of you says, I am a follower of Paul, and another says, follow Apollo, aren't you acting just like people of the world? Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, the foundation of every Christian should be spiritual now, not carnal. Going forward, you should be on a spiritual journey. And Paul used the spirit of discernment because he recognized that, hey, y'all ain't even spiritual. A lot of times, brothers and sisters, you have to call a spade, see it for what it is. Because I couldn't even talk to you as a spiritual people.
Yeah.
You were worldly. See, you're worldly. When you want to brag about who your pastor is, and my pastor is a bishop this, and my pastor is Creflo, my pastor is, and you using men, think about it. He said, aren't you not yet carnal? That's what you is. That's what you are. You're carnal. Now sit back and listen how people talk about brag on man. They carnal mind.
Amen.
We should be encouraging people to be part of the divine nature. Be part
That's
of
right.
the things that God has decreed and declared.
That's right.
Yeah.
We should be talking about the anointing that God has placed on us, according to Hebrews 13:21. We ought to be talking about, I will not die, but I shall live. We need to be talking about God's healing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We should be talking spiritual stuff, affirming God's word over yourself, over others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking life. Jesus said, I come that ye may have life and have it more abundant. John 10:10. So this is the kind of stuff we ought to be talking. I was reading the other day, according to 3 John 1:2, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all that you might prosper." He was talking about in the spirit and in being mm-hmm. good health. Then he talk about the flesh, that ye may establish his covenant, which he sworn by the Father at this day. That's according to Deuteronomy 8, talking spiritual stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We you know, that's spiritual. When you talk about Mark 11:23, when you talk about Mark 4:20, these are they which were sown on good ground. The word, they heard it, they received it, and they went forth and brought forth fruit. See, we should be talking spiritual instead about what church you belong to. Man, they got this bad choir. See, I know it's not, that's flesh, people. You got to have a ear to hear. You would mm-hmm. think everybody could hear, but they can't. I'm going to show you this. In Revelations, if you can hear God, well, you ought to be shouting. You ought to be thanking God right now, for real. Because mm-hmm. in Revelation, I think it's 1:3, maybe 1:10, but Pastor, she'll read it. I may have to go there. But I think it's Revelation 1:3. But it talks about hearing. Or is it 3? Mm-hmm. Because, see, everybody can hear. And in Revelation, I think it's 1:3, and then it's 1:10. But everybody can't hear. But if you can hear, you would think, okay, I got these flappers on the side. But that don't mean you can hear because you got those flappers.
Mm-hmm.
So he that hear can hear because everybody can't hear. So he's talking spiritual ear. Big difference.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're growing. You're hearing spiritually. You're growing. You're hearing spiritually. You're growing.
Thank you, Lord.
But read that, Pastor. That's one of the scriptures. I want to say it's in Revelation 3:2. I'm sure it is.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James, Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen, amen.
Well, you think, oh, wait a minute. Now, everybody can hear. No. Jesus said over in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So when I played that record this morning, I thought about that, man. He know my name. He hears me. He hears me. Hearing is very important, brothers and sisters, because if you can hear, trust me. I think about in the book of Revelation, I want to say it's when you can start hearing and hearing from the Spirit. Now, I'm going to give y'all a real word today. Now, I want you to miss this, but you got to be able to hear from what I'm going to tell you. Jesus told Peter to get behind me, Satan. And I said, Lord, when I'm telling Satan to get behind me, why? He said, because surely goodness and mercy is behind you. So Satan has to get behind that. Y'all ain't heard that yet, but you've been here. See, surely goodness and mercy, that's right on you. It's going to overtake you. So Satan can't get in between your mercy and your goodness. Are y'all trying to hear
Amen.
Me yet? Maybe you haven't heard Amen. Me yet. Let me say that one more time because I want you to get this. I don't want you to miss what I'm trying to tell you. When you tell Satan to get behind you, you're telling him to get behind your goodness and your mercy that's following you. Did I get an amen on that one, huh?
Amen.
See, everybody can't hear that.
Amen.
He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your... See, you don't want anything between you...
Doctor.
Huh? I'm breaking up.
Yep, you're breaking up again, Pastor.
Oh, yeah, Satan is a lie. He don't want you to hear it. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you can hear this with your spirit, you're hearing something. When you tell Satan to get behind you, what you're telling him to do is get behind your goodness and your mercy, because that's what's supposed to be next to you.
Hallelujah.
That's what's supposed to be following
Amen.
You. So you don't
Amen.
Want him just
Amen.
To get behind you. You want him
Amen.
To get behind your goodness and your mercy, because you need that goodness and you need that mercy.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And then I asked the Lord again this morning. I said, what is your goodness? Y'all, he told me it's his grace. I mean, I know what mercy is. But see, I really didn't know what his goodness is. That goodness is everything you need. And he said, surely, goodness. Goodness is his grace, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
See, that grace go first, and then he had mercy on you. And he said, guaranteed. Yes, the word surely means guaranteed.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, everybody can't hear. The Bible says, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. You know over there in Revelation 2 and 7, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Hallelujah. Which is in the midst of the paradise of God. I heard Pastor this morning. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord according to his purpose. But all things don't work together for people. So that's a lie. He says all things work together for the good of those who love God. If you don't love God, it ain't working together for your good. I don't know how it's working for you.
We can't hear you, Pastor.
Oh, you can't hear me? Hallelujah. You know what? I'm going to have to find a way to switch. Are you hearing me, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, I am.
No, you're still breaking up, Pastor.
I'm breaking up? How about now? Phone on speaker, Pastor?
We heard you talking about his grace and mercy.
So,
a little bit.
So you're not hearing me now?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Is mine to say I'm doing good? Are you on your speaker, Palm Pastor?
Yes.
I that may have something to do with it. Evangelist Sharon, you hearing me clearly?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Well,
clearly.
Overseer, you hearing me? Or she on the other station? Okay. I don't want nobody to miss nothing. But in Revelation 2:7, he says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of God.
Amen.
So everybody say hear. So if you can Hallelujah. Hear,
Hallelujah.
If you can hear, God promised, surely and goodness shall follow you. That's why when you tell Satan to get behind you, you want him to get way behind you. You want him to get behind your goodness and your and God's mercy, because that's what has to be next to you is his goodness and his mercy. But anyway, I'm going to cap it right there. Anyone have anything they want to share from this week? Because I can go on and on. But I want everybody to know this review is ours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you still there, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. We're reading that verse from the Message Bible, Revelation 2:7. It says, are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the wind's words. The Spirit blowing through the churches. I'm about to call each conqueror to dinner. I'm spreading a banquet of tree of life fruit from God's orchard. Amen. Oh, that's beautiful. Amen. So it's important for us to hear, as Pastor was sharing. I was going to read it also from the New Living Translation, Revelation 2:7. So from the New Living Translation, it says, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So we're so thankful, you know. We got our ears in tune. We want to hear what the Lord is through. You know, we want to hear that word. And then also we can read it because we're following him right along so that we're able to understand God's word. Amen. I like that part. I heard what he said. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. That way we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. But we got to listen. I want to say it was Marvin Sapp might say the song like that. It was called Listen. So that's what we have to do. We have to listen to the word.
Amen.
So that's it. Grow. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Our life will change. Our
yes.
attitude will change.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And yes, I am truly thankful, as I said through the week a couple of times, that, you know, I can see the growth in our sisters, you know. I can see the growth in evangelists. Renee and Evangelist Sharon, how you two women of God, I mean, you're growing more and more each and every day when you speak. I can hear it.
Hallelujah.
Powerful. God is using you, how God has brought you out of that old, stagnant way of life and bringing you into the new way of life. And I'm just so thankful that I can agree with Pastor. You are hearing God's word now. Amen. As I said, you got your ears on. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank God for the growth and how he's also, you know, continuing to, you know, allow me to grow. I continue to learn right along with everyone as God's word is being brought to our attention. So we're stepping out of the old and stepping into the new. And I
Hallelujah.
Just thank God's word is so powerful. And y'all's examples are, you know, are really, you know, give you something to think about, you know. Like you're on that, you can reach people. But I'm so, so grateful for God's word. And I'm grateful
Amen.
That a pastor teaches this word no matter what.
Amen.
Make
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And we're waiting on you, Evangelist Sharon, to start back reading. Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, brothers and sisters. Like I said, this review is ours. And once you hear what the word is really saying, it makes a bit different. Everybody in here over there in 1 Corinthians 3, and our brother could not think about that. He said, I could not. I mean, you would think, okay, is that a bad confession when you got God on yourself? He said, you know what, I could not. I mean, you know, you're so unspiritual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, I had to treat you like an infant. And then when I say that, I think about it. He said, like an infant in one scripture. But think about an infant before we close. I want you all to kind of, I don't know. Speak on that. Speak on an infant. I mean, help me out. Enlighten me. When I say an infant, what comes to mind?
A baby. That baby come to mind. Because
okay.
The baby, man, that baby is, you know, dependent on that milk or formula. But mother's milk is always better. But, you know, that's what that baby's depending on that milk in order to grow. Amen. And without it, that baby is, you know, will suffer from malnutrition. That baby is not going to grow properly because, you know, he's being fed anything other than that milk. And you try to get that
baby don't think of it like this. An infant, the key word you said to me, depending. That's what an infant does. It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on the mother to change its diaper. It depends on her to feed it. It depends on her to educate. I mean, an infant is dependent on others.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Instead of getting in the word yourself, you gotta get it from. Hey, oh, I gotta go and hear T.D. Jake today. Or I gotta hear a bit. No, get in the word of God for yourself. Stop being an infant. Stop depending on others' prayers. How about your own prayers? See, that's what I say.
Yeah.
The meat is different than the milk. Because, see, when you're a babe in Christ or an infant, you're living all day long wet.
Mm-hmm.
All day long with that mess. Who gonna change you? You depending on others. Is that making sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You can't even wipe your own butt. You're an infant. What you gonna do? See, that's why you know when a child 2 years old, they ain't no infant. So they talking about an infant is somebody who dependable. Depending on others. That was the key word right there, Pastor. Depending. That's the key word about an infant. They depend on others. I'm serious. I've seen babies get chafed and raw at their bottom because that parent or that person that was responsible for them did not take care of them properly. They got diaper rash. They got sores on their body. So somebody didn't clean them right properly. Is that making sense? That's the way Paul described the church at Corinth. There are people around you right now, I'm telling you, they're babes, they're infants. That don't mean you can't hear them, because an infant, a holler, they'll holler, and you may not even know what they're talking about. They may not know what they're holler, but they're still infants. They're still dependent on others. Key word. Anything else about an infant? We know they're dependent. Anything else about an infant that jumps out at you got? Don't leave me hanging.
Well, I was looking at 1 Peter. I think this is 1 Peter. Let me make sure. Yeah, 1 Peter and chapter 2 and verse 2 where it says, a newborn babe desires the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Amen. From the New Living Translation, it says, like newborn babes, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. So we got to have his word.
Yes.
You were talking about the midget. Well, they only grow so many feet. Amen. I think I was at the, I forget where I was at, and I had saw one of the ladies. I think she was there for a job interview. And, you know, and she was only about, I guess she might have been 3 feet tall, maybe. So, you know. But most of the midgets are that tall. They might be a little bit taller, but not more than that. So, you know, it'd be hard for them to, you know, reach the counter. It's hard for them to, you know, grab anything above their height. But we don't want to be stunted in our growth. We want to be able to grow more and more. And the way we do that is to be in God's word so we can grow.
Amen. Amen.
I just thought that was awesome when the messenger Bible said infant. Because when you think about it, that's the first period of life. That's the early stages of development. And a lot of times people don't feed people right. And whatever you put in them is what they become. And it's important that you put the
Amen.
Right stuff in them. Very
Amen.
Important
Amen.
That you put the right stuff in them.
Amen.
Amen.
They babies. That's what they are. They're kids. You know, they're like newborns. That's what an infant is.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking up that word, and now this is what really blew me away. While I'm talking to these people, he says, y'all act like y'all were just born yesterday. See, I had never seen that like that till I saw it over there in the other version. But that's what an infant is. An infant is a newborn. Did anybody hear that?
Amen.
Yeah. An infant is a newborn. You got folks been in the church 20 years. And they act like they were born yesterday. They ain't got no more knowledge today than they had yesterday.
Have mercy.
I'm going to leave that alone. But anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Are you hearing me, Pastor?
I can't hear you, Pastor. I heard you say you're there, Pastor. Did you say something before that?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about some people. They've been around the church and stuff for 20-some years, and the Bible says in that scripture you read, I think you read it out of Messenger Bible, about being an infant. And an infant is somebody that was born yesterday.
I'm sorry, Pastor, you're breaking up on my end. I took you off the speaker, and I still haven't.
Evangelist Sharon, tell her what I just said.
You were talking about my memory fails me. You shouldn't do this to me. Wait a minute. Okay, you talking about being fed as an infant. You know, we grow up past that. But the churches, you know, people been going to church for 20 and more years or less years, and they're devoted, and they're still actually was born yesterday because they haven't grown spiritually.
Correct. Correct. That's going to be important because next week, we're going to be talking about hearing. And hearing is important because you don't expect an infant to hear. And if you do, they start hearing, they start obeying. And yes, they can hear as an infant. But you don't expect for them to do anything because they can't. They're infants. They were born. They're still like yesterday babies. But anyway. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Have anything else? Okay. Well, we lost Pastor. That will, we'll see you all on tomorrow.